listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. Catherine Ellis is the founder of Hill & Ellis, a British maker of handsome bike bags. She was working as a television producer in London and commuting in every day by bike when she noticed both the booming popularity of cycling and the dearth of well-designed and beautifully made bags on the market. So she set out to create some herself. This is Catherine's story.
I was cycling to work every single day for about 5 years, and there just wasn't anything out there that I wanted to walk into work with. I was regularly in the lift with kind of celebrities, presenters, and, you know, the head of ITV, and having small talk with them and hiding this kind of black PVC monstrosity of a bag behind my back. And I just thought there has to be a way in which you can marry style and a bag that can also attach to a bike. I had been cycling for sort of 5-6 years, so I knew how many cyclists there were out there in the market, and I knew that they were all just like me and cycling to work and wanted something that was boardroom presentable when you got there. I made some prototypes and was cycling them around London, testing them, and was getting stopped regularly at lights by other cyclists saying, "Where did you get your bag from?" And I sort of knew that there was something in it and that I could fill that gap. I started with the designs myself, but I also collaborated with the design teams at the manufacturers, who also have a lot of knowledge and experience in that world. So kind of combining the two together worked really well. So we started with very traditional bags, sort of your classic four, really, your sort of bowling bag, your classic 1940s handbag, briefcase, and a sports bag. And we started with those initially and kind of adapted them for the bike. And then we sort of moved to a British made range, which has got more of a satchel aesthetic, I guess. And I think that's got quite a clean, modern look, quite a Scandi vibe, I think. So that's really where we got the designs from. The important thing is trying to get people to know about you, and actually without that, you really can't sell anything. We spent quite a lot of the initial investment getting out to markets, getting out to fairs, getting to meet cyclists, getting to meet our potential customers, and really find out what they kind of want from the product and get their feedback from the products that we had already. And I think it's just grown steadily. As soon as we got more press, you know, more people have found us, and, you know, you get your SEO right and you sort of build the website to become better and more efficient at being found. And so it's been a steady growth. In the next 9 months, we're developing a canvas range of bags. We're really excited about this because it's been in development for about 2 years. The aspect that was really important to get right was the waterproofing. Actually, a lot of waterproofing is quite damaging to the planet and to the people that apply it. So we really wanted to make sure that we developed something that wasn't harmful, so we could carry on cycling on this planet for many, many years to come. So we've been speaking to Greenpeace about the best way to waterproof the canvas. So we're pretty much there now. But we're also working with some British designers and a design house in Copenhagen to come up with the designs for the collection. Really, the idea with this is to try and pull it in line with a fashion aesthetic and make more seasonal designs and hopefully come up with products that appeal to loads of different styles. I think the most important thing is just to start. You have to get your product out there, you have to meet your customers, you have to get feedback, and you can evolve everything. Since I've launched, I've rebuilt the website, I've rebranded, I've totally redone all the photography, and actually the bags that were initially most popular have totally changed. You know, it kind of ebbs and flows as you kind of go on, and it evolves into a different business. And I think you just have to start, really, and you don't worry too much about the name or the brand. Like, I think all of that can change as you learn much more about what your business is and who your customers are. When when I started, a lot of the advice you get is don't tell anyone your idea because they'll steal it. And actually, I think that's totally counterintuitive. You need to get your ideas out there. Everyone's already had your idea. I'll put money on it. But actually, very few people have probably made it and turned it into a business. So actually, if you're the one that's making it into a business, you're already 10 steps ahead of the competition.
Thanks very much to Catherine Ellis, founder of Hill & Ellis, for coming in and sharing her story. This show was produced by Daniel Bache and edited by George McDonough. I'm Matt Alagaya. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.